This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Should I be more formal with my introduction of Ken rather than saying hi? Should I say hello and welcome to Good Day Health? One of the 2 hours every weekend where you can listen to the experts in terms of medicine. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, but he doesn't just practice cardiology and preventative cardiology, that sort of thing. He really knows about your body from head to toe and is excellent in trying to share that information with us every week here on the program. So I want to start with Ken getting his shot. The latest COVID shots are available. People are getting them. What did you anticipate was going to be the effect of it? And what actually has your body said to you since you got the shot? Could we call this a booster? Or this is kind of like it's a new COVID shot, right? It's not really a booster.
Well, it is a booster, but it's the newest booster, and it's different than the original booster because it combines half of the original booster, which was against the original strain, and it combines a booster that's selective to Omicron BA4 and BA5.
Mm-hmm. So you had the shot. You don't administer the shot to yourself, right? Do you give get to your clinic and they need the shot? Well, I think sometimes you shoot your, if you need insulin, you give yourself a shot, right?
Well, so vaccines you don't self-administer because, you know, they're given in the deltoid muscle usually, and that's just not a place where you, I guess you could, but it's not customarily done.
Just sit on the knee. I got my shot in my arm. You got yours in your butt?
In the arm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway,
I didn't say the gluteal muscle. I said the deltoid muscle.
Oh, that's right. You said deltoid. I was thinking it was a different occasion.
Not the gluteal muscle. I think that's what you heard, or that's what you imagined.
Maybe that's what I was imagining.
Yeah, when you and I were little boys, like we got our penicillin shots there, but
in our butt. Right. Yeah. I think I remember getting a lot of shots in my butt, but I still have a little scar. I think I showed it to you once on my arm. Where we got the shots, when we got all the master shot that we got, and there was always usually a little, you could tell where the shot was because there was a little thing that appeared on your arm, on your skin. Did you have that?
Our pediatricians, when you and I were little boys, loved to take aim in our butts.
Correct. There's a visualization. All right, let's keep moving here from that COVID idea. So you have had after you got the shot, did you feel sick? Did you feel woozy? Did you feel tired? Did you feel anything?
Again, let me just say that I'm not advocating. I'm just talking for what I personally decided to do because, you know, I think at this point everyone has made up their decision about whether they're going to be vaccinated, boosted, or whatever. And so I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm here to answer questions. I'd love to. And that's what I do. But I'll just tell you for myself after deciding, you know, what is looking like for the rest of the year and you know, where I am in life and what I do, I just thought the best thing to do would be to get the new booster, which is a combination, again, of the original strain with Omicron BA4-5, which ironically is not even the most common strain right now. And we could talk about the debate about whether it's good or not to actually be chasing the latest strain with the booster, because there's some evidence that that may not even be a great idea.
Well, but let's talk about the pros and cons.
We could talk about that. Give me a second. But I did get it, and the bottom line is I responded exactly the way I did the other three times that I've been jabbed regarding COVID. And I haven't, some people have had up to five shots at this point. I have not. This was my fourth. And I responded exactly the way I did with the other three. Barely felt anything going in at the moment with the new needle technology, and barely felt anything that day. But the next day, boy, like a Mack truck hit me. I just lost a day with fatigue and some stiffness and some chills, exactly the way I felt with the others. But the next day, so 2 days after the shot, when I woke up, it was like nothing had occurred. So there was no way I was going to get to the gym the day after, and I shouldn't. All I did was just listen to my body. I succumbed to my body. I didn't try to fight it. I just took a rested day, spent most of the day on the couch or in bed, just relaxed. And it's something I rarely have the good fortune to do. And I didn't fight it. I just rested. And but the day after, so 2 days after the shot, I woke up. It was like nothing had happened. It's a dramatic difference in day. All the experts tell me it's a sign that your immune system is revved up and acting, not over revved, but responding well. And so when I get it, I know I'm going to lose a day. And I have a feeling, my crystal ball tells me that we're going to be combining this with the flu shot, making this into a once a year adventure. And I feel even more strongly about folks getting the flu shot, because I think this year's flu is a wallop.
All right, so then if I were to say to you, last year, remember, I got all of the shots on your advice and my family's advice. I wanted them to be protected. I didn't think I needed it for me, and that may have borne out because I don't think I've had it. We argue about whether I had it the first week it was around. Who knows? Not worth talking about. But this year, I sort of thought I'd get the shot, and then I thought, nah, maybe I don't think I need it. And then I was thinking about the flu shot. I got the first one in my life last year. I got them all the same day, bing, bang, boom. And so then I felt like I was okay, I was protected, but I never had the flu either. So I'm thinking this year, do I want to or I don't want to? I'm going to do a lot of traveling in January, February, and March. Pretty much every weekend I'll be on a plane going someplace. And so does that make me more vulnerable?
Yes.
Or I know it. So am I smarter to get the shot? I just can't afford to lose a day. As much as that sounds weird, I just can't.
Do you want me to give you personal health advice?
Yes, I do. I always want you. Hold on a second. No, wait a minute. Let me do a commercial, and then you can give me the personal advice. All right, hold on a second. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about the time of year. We're entering into the holiday zone. And with that zone comes a preponderance of wonderful appetites and great food. Think about all the things you're going to eat, the snacks between now and Thanksgiving, which is coming up this next week. Thanksgiving food, the aftermath, all of the great things that we'll have party-wise between Thanksgiving and Christmas, eating, and eating some more, and then in Christmas and New Year, it goes on and on. So what do you do about protecting yourself from becoming overweight? If that's on your mind, it isn't on the mind of about 34% of Americans, apparently, who are overweight, but for those who have a conscience about their weight and their well-being, there is always Calitrin. Calitrin, Calotren. It's the amazing weight loss formula. There's no trickery in it. You have three main ingredients that are all natural that check your weight. As you've lost it, you got to keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does. There are people who will tell you at Calitrin it's a 90-day program. I'm sorry, I don't agree with them on that. I think you get on it and you stay on it. It's not expensive, it's very practical, and it does go a long way toward keeping that weight off, which if you go on the offensive, you start doing right now before you get involved in Thanksgiving and all the holiday parties, etc., etc., etc. So look online at at toploss.com for the stories of people who have been successful in losing weight and keeping it off. It's simple, non-toxic, and it works 86% of the time. See how the program would be designed for you by going to toploss.com. Take the Doug, when you're taking stuff at the end, to order it, and use the Doug code. You'll save no shipping, and you get that 90-day free end of things. So help yourself to toploss.com. Help yourself to losing weight and keeping it off with Calitrin. Do it now while you're thinking about it, if you please.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So, your advice for me. All right, here it is. I'm open. My ears are both open and my mind is open. What do you want me to do?
Not recommending anything more than what I've done myself. And for you personally, because I know you as your physician, I know your medical situation, and I'm not going to give up any of your HIPAA.
No, you can. You're my friend as well. So I take your advice very much to heart.
Based on everything I know about you and what you're planning on doing, I would recommend that you get this new booster, and I would recommend that you get the flu vaccine. You can get them in the same day, but why push it? But I wouldn't wait too long because, especially with the flu, it's in some areas, it's quite significant right now.
Mm-hmm. But even if you've never had it, what are your chances if you've never had it?
Give me a second, Doug. This year's match of the flu vaccine is extremely good, H3N2, and it's always not that good. So you're going to get it's going to be a hard flu season this year, and it looks like the likelihood of not surviving the flu is worse right now than COVID. It's kind of switched. And so it's so important.
Back to the way it used to be. 60, 70, 80,000 people a year die of the flu, and nobody talks about it.
Right now, you're more likely to not survive the flu than COVID-19. And that can wax and wane, but that's where it is right now. So, and it takes about 2 weeks for the flu vaccine to become effective. So I would think about it all.
All right. There's Ken's recommendation for me. Take that to heart, too, if you fall into that same sort of category, traveling and being out and about.
Your age.
Sort of thing.
Your age is key.
And age. Yeah, he's always got to get that in. All right. It's 21 after the hour, and Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Happy hour. Now, this is Good Day Health this week. As usual, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joining us for an hour of conversation, information, updating you on a lot of the research that he's done by looking at some of the magazines. That's old hat now, right? There's no more health magazines. They put it online, right? You don't have to. Does anything get delivered to you? Does some of these journals, do they actually appear in print or is it just online?
We look at it online, but yeah. There are still some print. You know, you go into the grocery store and you see how many magazines there are.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
When you and I were little boys, there were aisles full. Now there's
Yep. All right, let's talk about the health effects with COVID-19 infections. I have had a conversation with somebody this past week who's had 3 bouts with COVID. What the heck is that doing to her body?
Well, that's another reason to think about why you want to get boosted. This came out of Nature Medicine this week. It's a bit of a concern. And what they learn from looking at a lot of people is that every time a person, Doug, gets infected with COVID-19, their risk of dying or suffering serious long-term health problems increases dramatically. People with repeated COVID-19 infections, they were twice as likely to die and 3 times as likely to be hospitalized compared to those only infected once. A big deal.
Wow. That is. That's amazing, actually, when you get right
down
to
brass.
It is.
Nature Medicine this week.
Yeah. I wonder about some of these, when you look at Nature, does Nature Medicine take into effect supplements? Is that part of what they, you always say, and Jack Stockwell says the same thing, that food is, you don't like people to take supplements, food is the best medicine. If you can get real food and eat things that are natural, nature-based, so I wonder about this, Nature Medicine, does it embrace
that philosophy? Actually, this is a scientific medical journal called Nature Medicine. So it's not quite what you're envisioning it as.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I think it brings us around to thinking, though, about eating the stuff that you always talk about, the Mediterranean diet and having,
Absolutely. It's just disconnected from this particular journal. But don't underestimate, I'm a huge advocate of healthy living, of healthy diet, healthy exercise. You know, an old cliche out of my mouth is my favorite drug is exercise.
Yeah, right. And it served you well. It served me. I just think that the more you move, you know, you and I have talked about this many times. How is it that, as you're so happy to point out, at my age, I'm as active as I am? And the reason that I think I am, maybe there's some heredity in it, maybe it's my lifestyle, but I just keep moving. When I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I start moving, and I don't stop until 8, 9 o'clock at night. Just move, keep going, doing things, occupying my body, occupying my mind. And, you know, so there's a certain amount of stress involved in it, but I don't know. I just think that it's, I give it credit for keeping me going, frankly. Just keep moving. One of the things that I love about talking to Ken, the things that stay on the table, if you will, we have a podcast every week, a Good Day Health podcast, focused on the conversations that Ken and I have here on the air. For example, if you look at some of the recent podcast discussions, certainly there's always the COVID thing that gets into our conversations, but we also have had a lot of conversations lately about dementia. We've always talked about e-cigarettes and how much of a problem they are. There are a number of topics that are in each of our visits. I was looking at the conversation about gut and what do you know, we all know that our gut is the root of our health. So anyway, check out all of our discussions. All the Good Day Health Show podcasts are free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can
do?
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The California driver that police say intentionally drove into 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today.
Marcus, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And he's not living on this planet.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now. It's the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronau is at your service. He has a clinic down in Mount Dura, Florida. What a wonderful place to go. You didn't get affected much by the hurricane, did you? I mean, you had to close down, but it wasn't a big bad deal from what
it was much less than Ian, fortunately, but it was there.
Yep. Lake Cardiology, the home of Dr. Ken, the people that go there from all over the country. I know I am happy to go visit. I love his staff. You can go whether you're a local. A lot of people listen to this program who are all over Florida, and they call Ken to make an appointment to go see him. Not only the cardiology, as I've said many times, he's good at getting to the root of all of the evil health ills that you may experience. So check it out. Call his office, 352 352- 352-735-1400. That's area 352-735-1400 to make an appointment to see Dr. Ken, whether directly there in the office, so you can do it telemedically. That's something that is in vogue as well. Okay, now, back to the issues of the week, the studies that you've looked at. Here's one which is focused on damage to your lungs if you're smoking anything, but this is more aimed at marijuana, is it not? And it's actually worse, it looks like, for marijuana users.
This is an article study that was published this week in the medical journal Radiology. Kind of interesting, and listen up, because I think everyone's going to want to know about this. What they discovered is that lung damage, Doug, is more common in marijuana smokers than in tobacco users. Mm-hmm. They used chest CT results, and they compared 56 marijuana smokers with 33 who smoked only tobacco and 57 non-smokers. And interestingly, what they found was that roughly 75% of the weed smokers had emphysema, compared to 67% of the tobacco-only smokers and 5% of the non-smokers. The chief type of emphysema found in marijuana smokers is what we call paraseptal. This is damage at the tiny ducts connecting air sacs in the lung. Marijuana smokers also have more airway inflammation. And a surprising side effect noted in this study was that 38% of the men marijuana smokers had enlarged breast tissue compared to 11% of the tobacco smokers.
Why would that be? That's weird.
Well, there's a name for this, gynecomastia, when men's breasts enlarge. It must change the hormones, the estrogen levels in the body.
Hmm. All right, so let's take this one step further to another bit of information that you've come across this week about people who are in school using tobacco products. I remember how disgusting I thought it was when I was in high school going into the boys' room and these Jerkelburger kids were all in the toilet stalls puffing away like nobody could. When you walk in, it reeked of that horrible smell, and apparently this is still going on. Is it as much as was going on when we were kids?
Sounds like you and I went to the same high school, many miles apart. I kind of say tongue in cheek that was probably the biggest hazard you and I had in high school, and how times have changed. But in this particular hazard, times have not changed. This comes out of the CDC this week, Doug, that more than 3 million middle and high school students, they're using tobacco products in the last 30 days. That's a lot of people. It's 11.3% of the students, overall 16.5% of high school students, and 4.5% of middle schoolers reported tobacco use. And the most commonly used products are, you want to guess, e-cigarettes, followed by cigars, cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, hookahs, nicotine pouches, heated tobacco products, and pipe tobacco.
All right, so here's my condemnation of the system. Please. If the schools were doing their job, the science classes, the biology teachers, people who are understanding of how nature works, if you're doing your job in the middle school, even in elementary school, high school, wherever, there would be much less use of tobacco products. If the indications, the teaching was there, practical stuff, instead of, and I sound like maybe an old timer, but that be it as it may, I just am sick of all of the crap that you hear people learning in high school, college, and in undergraduate. I'm just in junior high school. I remember when I was teaching junior high school, we used to make a project with the science people. I would have the science people come into the classroom, do a dissertation, show what happens to your lungs when you smoke and what other things happen to your body, and then ask the kids to do some research and write a paper about what may have happened in their family, because when I was a youngster, many more parents were smoking than is the case today. But as Ken's pointing out here, the hazard is the kids are getting more into experimentation because there's more of this crap, like those Juul smoker or whatever those things are that are supposed to keep you from smoking, done just the opposite, perhaps the most dangerous thing. They may even be, I think we talked about this, more dangerous than even using marijuana. But the schools are at fault here for not teaching, for not taking this thing by the back of the neck and teaching in every possible circumstance the ramifications of what it does to your body. And never mind that, think about other people. All the studies that have been done on secondhand smoke and what that does. You selfish so-and-sos who are smoking and blow the smoke around and other people have to breathe it. That's a whole different can of worms, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a hazard.
Yeah, huffery and puffery. Okay, let's talk about sex. Why not, right? Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Apparently, there's some new research that you have studied on sex and what happens if you're an asthmatic.
This comes out of the meeting of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology this week, Doug. And it sounds like they are having a very exciting meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Just much, you've heard of exercise-induced asthma, I'm sure.
Yep.
So much like intense exercise, the news this week out of this meeting is that vigorous sex can trigger an asthma attack in folks with the chronic lung disease. The same measures that keep asthma at bay during exercise can also help stave off a sex-induced asthma attack. So patients should take their short-acting beta agonist inhaler, things like albuterol or Prevenil, should take it 30 minutes prior to sexual intercourse to prevent an asthma attack. And if you think that this might take some of the romance out of the act, just think what an asthma attack, how that takes the romance out of it. So choose which one you'd rather have.
Talk about lack of spontaneity. Well, let's see, I'm going to have sex in half an hour, so I better take my medicine anyway. Well, that's something to think about for sure. Good warning and good information. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. We're going to talk about sleep in a few minutes, a couple of different studies on sleep. And so to intro that, I have a deal. What a deal. From the folks at MyPillow, the Giza Dream Sheet Sets. There are two kinds. There are the summer kind and the winter kind. The Giza sheets that are made from that Giza cotton that's grown in Egypt. Fabulous. Smooth, soft, breathable. The sateen weave gives you a luxurious feeling when you jump into it. You sleep like a dream. This is available in a variety of colors and sizes. It's washable in the machine, durable, and the sets come with a 10-year warranty. Same can be said for the flannel sheets. Same basic thing. Not made out of that cotton, but the flannel. At this time of year, I put mine on my bed the other night. It is fabulous. You're warm and you're cozy. When it's cold outside, it's great to have the Giza sheets. And so go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the Giza sheet offer. Use the promo code DS at MyPillow.com. DS for Doug Steffen, obviously. DS at checkout. Two sets of Giza Dream sheets for one low price. Fabulous. It basically bottoms down to $29.99. That's the price you pay for the set using the promo code DS. Use it at checkout at mypillow.com.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that.
When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're gonna feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Include four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
After the hour now, it's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't forget, he's there at your service and certainly on your side. The line's available 24 hours a day into his office. Leave a message, say, I want to have an appointment with Dr. Ken. If you live in Montezuma, maybe you want to do the telemedicine route. Telemedical connections, direct connections, they're all wonderfully helpful when you're seeing Ken. Check it out. 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken's Lake Cardiology Clinic. 352-735-1400. I have a question about RSV. Now, there are a lot of people, especially as you get older, hospitalizations as a result of RSV. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't really know. What does that stand for and what does it do?
RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, it's a common, highly contagious virus that affects the respiratory tract of many young children.
Is it connected to COVID at all?
No, it's a separate virus.
Okay.
And the reason why it's a horrible problem because it's a very common reason why young infants, young children get hospitalized. And it's very, very common this year. We're seeing much more of it than we've ever seen. The pediatric cases have skyrocketed this year, probably because a couple of years ago the kids were isolated and they had a very light year, a mild year, and now they're coming together. It's very contagious. But the news out of the CDC this week is that it's actually sending more older people to the hospital, 10 times higher older adults than children, which is very unusual. And my advice is that if you're planning a family holiday gathering, anyone who might have RSV should stay home to minimize social interaction, particularly with people over 65. This is thought of as a disease of the young, infants, but it is a killer of older adults. And it's just not that common, but this year it is uncommonly common, and we really need to think about it. This is part of the triple threat that you're hearing about, you're seeing in the media of what's occurring all at once, the three viruses, COVID, the flu, and now RSV. It's a mouthful. Respiratory syncytial virus. There is not yet a vaccine for this. And a couple of weeks ago, when I told Doug about one that's very much in development with a promising early result, giving it to a pregnant woman, he got a little uneasy and upset. But this, if you've ever been with an infant in the hospital who has RSV, you would think this was a blessing. And I predict by next year, we're probably going to have RSV vaccines for young children, one for a pregnant woman, and one for elderly. There's probably going to be three different choices, and I think this is going to be available by next year.
All right, let's talk about Jay Leno. Most people have read the story about him suffering serious facial burns, neck burns, the third-degree burns in this gas fire at his garage at the Burbank Airport. So the car exploded. He's a big car lover. We all know him from the Tonight Show and his comedic.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen for this portion of the program with Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. May I suggest to you that if you have had a good weight loss experience and you want to keep that weight off, then you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com, go through all of the info they have there on healthy weight loss. Jack will be the first to tell you that there are lots of ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on this product. When you've lost the weight, get on Calitrin. It'll help you keep it off, which is certainly the sane way to approach weight loss. Okay, check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the exit code Doug for free shipping and 90 days free. Whoopee! Okay. So we've had some warnings today, Jack, on the program about toxic toads and people licking toxic toads. Have you ever had anybody come into your clinic there and in Salt Lake City who had problems because they had licked a toxic toad? I'm being a little facetious, but not a lot, because not apparently this is a problem. By eating bad mushrooms.
And out here, we're in a desert. And so you have to kind of go out of your way to find it. Talking about the horny toads that are out,
yes,
out in the desert. But
yeah,
back east where I grew up, like you, I grew up in Virginia, well, there's toads and frogs and all over the place. And yeah, there's some interesting videos on YouTube of snakes trying to swallow a toad and spitting them right back out.
Yeah.
And other predator animals biting into a toad and spitting it back out because they have these big glands right behind their eyes that are loaded with these toxic materials. And if they swallow them, it will actually kill the animal that swallowed it. Like the snake
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, so it's part of Mother Nature's protective mechanisms. But for people to go out there, what are they, teenagers trying to find some new drug?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, toads, whatever we can find. Yeah. Right.
Well, mushrooms are a little safer. I don't recommend that, but they're a little safer than a toad, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Triple-demic this winter. Rough winter, according to some. How are you talking to your patients, and what are you addressing? The website that you have in your office is, why did I lose the forgettable doctor? No, what's the forbidden doctor? Where the heck was my mind? ForbiddenDoctor.com. I don't mention it enough anymore. You're not with me enough anymore. Forget Forbidden Doctor. Anyway, so the air this winter is supposed to be frigid in much of the country. People indoors, all kinds
We have a podcast called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu.
Okay.
Which is what's primarily going to get people during the winter, cold flu season. It's no different this year than any other year. Mm-hmm. I know they're calling triple demic or whatever the ridiculous.
Yeah, triple demic.
It all depends on the strength of your immune system at any given time. There's always somebody in the family that never gets sick. There's always somebody in the family that always gets sick. Mm-hmm. If you look at their dietary intake, it'll probably tell you an awful lot about
the whole story.
But at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast. Put in flu, just write in FLU, and you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. So what you want to do for your immune system if you're around sick people, what you want, how upgrade it if you do get sick, and the important thing is what happens after the flu, because a lot of people get through the flu, but it so taxes their immune system, they're a sitting duck for a secondary infection, often pneumonia. So I address all those things in that podcast.
I would think that would be a great thing for people to go look at. We have podcasts that we do with you as well, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So there are two ways you can learn from Jack besides listening to the program. He's got fabulous advice. I was looking at a story about how great it is to live near the water as a child. If you have grown up around water, you'll have better mental health and be healthier. Your physical well-being is also going to be enhanced as an adult. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, it's the dehydration problem that people have right now, especially in the early years of life.
Mm-hmm.
When we were outside playing war and all the other army and all the cowboys, Indians, everything that we did, regardless of the country.
Yeah.
How often did we take a jug of water along with us?
Not often.
And in the hotter areas of the body or the country where we would be sweating an awful lot more, there's always a dehydration problem. There's a dehydration problem today, not just in adults, but
water.
In people as well. And they're satisfying it with these ridiculous sports drinks. Kinds of stuff they're developing brains.
Too much sugar. Water everywhere. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.